Chapter 12. Magwitch in Danger. Herbert and I realised that if Compeyson was still alive and knew that Magwitch was in England, Magwitch would be in great danger. But Estella was another reason for wanting Magwitch out of my life. How could she love a man whose money came from a criminal? I was planning to leave the country with Magwitch. I wanted to stay abroad for only a few days, but I decided I must see Estella first, so I went to Richmond. I was told there that she was at Satis House. I told Magwitch that I had to go and see Joe. I was always happy to lie about poor Joe, and was coming back the next day. I took the early morning coach, and when I reached the town, I went to the hotel for a late breakfast. I found Drummle there. "Have you been here long?" I asked.
"Long enough to be bored."
"Are you staying here long?"
"I don't know," he said. "But I'm having dinner at Satis House again tonight."
I decided I did not want my breakfast and went straight to Satis House, where I found Miss Havisham sitting on a sofa with Estella at her feet.
"Why have you come here?" asked Miss Havisham.
"I went to Richmond yesterday," I said, "and discovered that Estella was here. I've got something to say to Estella, but first, there's something I must ask you. I've discovered who is responsible for my great expectations. I'm very unhappy about what I've discovered, but I can say no more to you about it. But when I was first told that somebody wanted to help me, you were glad to let me believe that that person was you."
"Yes, I let you believe, but I did not trick you. The mistake was yours."
"Was that kind?" I asked. She hit the floor with her walking stick in anger.
"Why should I be kind? Life has been cruel to me."
"I must now ask you for help, not for myself, but for another," I told her. "I've already used some of my money to help your nephew, Herbert. But now that I've discovered where my money comes from, I can't continue to help him. If you can now help him, secretly, I'd be very grateful. And please remember his father, Matthew, too. He is a good man." Miss Havisham moved closer to the fire, staring into the flames. "Estella," I said, turning to her, "you know that I love you, that I've loved you for a long time."
"You know," she answered, "that love is something I don't understand. I've told you this before."
"I know," I answered sadly. "But Drummle is here, and he's visiting you. Surely you can't love him, Estella."
"I can only tell you the truth," she answered. "I'm going to marry him. I don't suppose that I'll make him happy, but I'm bored with my life here. You'll forget me in a week."
"Forget you? I've thought about you all of my life, on the marshes and in London. I can never forget you." Estella's face showed only surprise, but I could see that Miss Havisham was now deeply sorry for what she had done to me. I went back to London that night, unhappiness eating into me. It was after midnight when I reached the gate to my apartment building. The doorman stopped me and gave me a letter. I recognised Wemmick's writing.
"Don't go home."
I spent the night in a hotel. I could not sleep because I was depressed about Estella and worried about Magwitch. I guessed that Wemmick had discovered something important, so early in the morning I walked over to Walworth. Wemmick was busy cooking breakfast for the aged parent, who was awake but still in bed.
"You didn't go home?" Wemmick asked me. No, I got your message.
I'll not mention any names, said Wemmick, putting butter on his father's roll. Even in Walworth, that is safer. I was informed yesterday that a certain person, who is perhaps from Australia, is being looked for by another person. And I heard that your apartment is being watched. The man from Australia is in danger.
Have you heard of a man called Compeyson? I asked. Wemmick nodded and carried the breakfast through to his father. When he returned, I asked, Is he living and in London? Wemmick nodded again.
No more questions, said Wemmick. When I heard that your apartment was being watched, I went to Clarica's to find Herbert. I told him that if he knew a person from Australia who was in your apartment or staying near it, then he needed to move that person away.
And Herbert wasn't sure what to do?
That's true, said Wemmick. It was more difficult because I told him not to move the person out of London. London's a big city, and it's easier to hide there. It's better to wait a little before moving on to somewhere foreign.
I thanked Wemmick for this valuable advice and asked him what Herbert had done.
Herbert had a good idea, said Wemmick. He's engaged to Clara, who lives with her father in a house by the river east of the city. There's an apartment at the top of the building which the man from Australia could live in. It's better if you don't visit him there in case you're followed. But Herbert can visit him easily. And if you want to help the man from Australia onto a foreign ship, he's near the river, so it would be easy.
I thanked Wemmick for all of his help.
I think I've done all I can, he said,
and he gave me the address of Magwitch's new home.
You can stay here today with the aged parent and go there tonight. You haven't been home yet, so aren't being followed. But once you've been home, you may be followed, so don't go there again.
The aged parent and I spent the day falling asleep in front of the fire. When it was dark, I left him making toast on the fire. He had put 3 teacups on the table, so I guessed that Miss Skiffins was coming to tea. It was 8 o'clock before I reached Clara's house down by the river. Herbert and I went up to the top of the house and found Magwitch sitting by the fire. I told him that he had better wait for a few weeks before we left the country by ship. When Wemmick thought it was safe, Herbert and I could row Magwitch down the river and get him onto a ship.